Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Pop Culture Stars. I am your backup plan host. I am the after 2 a.m. chick at the bar, Dave Atwell, speaking to you tonight, filling in for Dr. John Stamey. Hoping everybody's doing well this evening. We got a very special show lined up tonight. Got a lot of folks introduced, so we were going to go ahead and get right on into it. So first off, my brother in arms, unfortunately back up in Indianapolis, Todd Saxon. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I am outstanding, the supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, except for it ain't warm. Just saying, holy smokes. But I'm good. Hope everybody else is doing great.
Outstanding. Good to hear it. Like I said, missing you down this way, man, but apparently the weather's not a whole lot different. So try to stay warm, as we are down here. So the global warming thing has got me confused. I'm wearing a toboggan on the 12th of May.
Yeah, right?
You're going in the wrong direction. Yeah. So, speaking of Indianapolis, I'm going to keep it up in that direction where it's a little bit chilly, not so much rain. Tim, what's going on tonight?
I'm not doing too bad. You know, it wasn't too cold. I got up into the 60s sometime. So, you know, Todd, it was a pretty nice day out. I was out walking around doing fabulous. I won't yap much because I know we got a lot of people here and a big show going on. So glad to be here. Glad there's so many of us on. And let's kick it off.
Outstanding. Good to have you aboard this evening. So before we get things going, and I'll make the introductions, of course, we got a very special show tonight for the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions that will be happening in Charleston, if I remember correctly. I may have the city wrong. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
You got it right.
Outstanding. And that will be Saturday, May 15th. And the good news about this is that not only do we have a lot of talented, well-deserved people going into the hall, but it hits real close to home for us because a lot of our friends and family from Pop Culture Stars are going to be there and getting inducted. Very good to have everybody aboard. So with that being said, I am going to find out if the puppet master, the brains of the operation, if you will, John Stamey, are you on? Okay, Dr. John, you're the brains of the operation. Are you there?
That's a cue.
Oh,
wink,
he
wink,
doesn't
touch,
know
touch.
How to, listen, man, he don't know how to feed to the hot tag, so forget it. He's stuck in the corner going, what just happened?
So
anyway.
Maybe perhaps I'm overshooting the boundaries with the brains of the operation. Maybe it's more like the pancreas of the operation. The gallbladder of the operation. So I'll just go.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
Hey, the pancreas
right
is no joke,
along.
Man. You got to treat your pancreas good.
You got to
get my sleep. Yeah, right? Yikes.
Sorry, Tim, we didn't go there.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about the pancreas. Pancreas are a little touchy here, so I'm going to have to stick with, like, spleens and that kind of stuff. I'll have to study up
my spleen.
My anatomy before the next show, you know. So what I will do is I will fall back on the talent and the mercy of our other guests as we were kind of doing things on the fly this evening because we had a little location change going on here at Atwell Manor. So nevertheless, I am going to start with the fan with the Amazing Velvet. My brother, how are you doing tonight?
I am great, man. I'm glad y'all decided to do this and we could get a couple extra folks on there and enjoy what we do on Wednesday night because it is an open forum 90% of the time, and we just let it fly. And we did that this past Sunday. Trust me, we let it fly, and it got a little crazy, but it was funny. It was fun.
Outstanding. Yeesh. Well, that will be the mission tonight, because as the host, I look forward to these evenings that I'm working, but I'm off. So you guys feel free to go ahead and run the 90 minutes, and I'll be sure to sign us off, because I'm sure everybody out there is tired of hearing me and Todd talking all the time. So I'm thinking this is going to really work out good. So, because you know me and Todd, we'll get off and we'll start talking about Manwich and that kind of stuff, and it's not good for 90 minutes. But nevertheless,
yeah, because you'll make everybody hungry. That's why. Yes.
I'm going to be falling back on you most of the night, Velvet, for helping me out with the MC duties, because I am getting to know everybody just as well as everybody else is. So I do know, for in fact, we do have a lady out there that's near and dear to my heart, though I've never had the opportunity to meet her. But this young lady put it on the fabulous Moolah, so she will always have a spot in my heart. Miss Susan Green.
That's right.
Yeah, I did.
How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing really good. And very unexpected for the fabulous one, and then Fritz von Erich, and Mazurki didn't have much to say. So when you do it, you do it. When I did it upright.
That's right.
That's right. Great shooter. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Oh.
Yeah. And this time I have to sit there and think, tell Danny Hodge and Sharp, David Sharp, you know, thank you for taking the time in the dressing rooms to show me a few things.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It was with their extra little workout and help. And he said, now don't use this in the ring for real, but, and it's like, okay. I understand.
Yeah, you're getting a little. You're getting a situation. You might need to use.
Yeah, and you always have that butt you put in there. So
exactly.
That's just in case.
Just like just like at the bottom of the card, it says card subject to change, match could subject
yeah.
to change in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. You do something
Emerald
you don't want to do, then you sit there and say. If you hear if you ever hear me shoot your best shot, you better start running.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to wind up pretty.
No. No. There's two things you don't want to do if you ever make her mad. A, let her hit you straight up. Or the second one is, or let her grab you. Either one, you're screwed. You'll be scratching your butt from the top side of your shoulder backwards. Okay, trust me. It's not going to be fun. Reach down like you normally do. You're going to reach over the top of your head and all the way back down that way. That's where your arm's going to be at when she's done with you. Just saying.
And then you'll be the one trying to keep up with random organs of the human body like I was earlier. So, yeah, that'll work out good.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Nope. Uh-uh. Yeah. Listen, now, I ain't going to lie. I've seen some crazy stuff. Go ahead. Somebody coming in?
Yeah, I've got plenty of them here, and if everybody would just be patient with me, what I'm going to do is shout out the last four digits of the phone number, because I don't recognize a lot of these numbers. So, and that's what you get for having a fill-in host. You get the second guy. I am the scab host versus the Dr. John Stamey, so... This is what happens when we have substitute teachers class. So, I have a 5364. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
He hung up.
Oh.
Did he hang up?
1738.
Hey, it's Big Crush.
Let's see. Yeah, I do see a 73828, but for some reason it will not. And try moving on.
7.
There we go. Who do we have here?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, hello.
How's it going?
There's L.A. Tank.
Oh,
hello. And I apologize for the lousy intro and everything. We're all kind of playing by ear with these new numbers and everything. So, L.A. Tank, wonderful to have you on this evening. And
you know,
we're going around doing introductions and everything right now, and what I'd like to do is once we get everybody introduced is we're going to pass it on to each one of you guys, and we want to get the whole for anybody, you know, out there who isn't aware of what's going on, we'd like to know a little bit of background about each one of you guys, you know, how you started, you know, your highlights and all that kind of stuff. So good to have you on. And appreciate you calling in this evening. I apologize for the lousy intro. So you doing good tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing well. Just running around, doing a little running around for my last minute for this. I come down to South Carolina for this Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
Now, are you able to get some gas down there, or are you, you having a tough time finding your gas?
Actually, here in Virginia, we have no problem with gas at all.
Thank, tell the truth, you came after me. You didn't. You wasn't coming down here for the Hall of Fame. You just wanted to get off to me.
Hey, look at that. We can't be telling everybody our business, man, Shorty. What's up?
Man, I tell you what, straight shooting already.
He's telling everything. See? We were going to have a talk soon. You got to stop telling everything.
Well, if I get one receipt, I'm giving two back.
Oh, she told all of us.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Well, Tank, you definitely have some safe travels heading down to Charleston. Make sure you have a full tank before you hit the state of North Carolina, because it's nothing but chaos down here when it comes down to gas.
Oh, I will.
They're saying in the hours of this morning that they go start rolling some trucks out.
Yeah,
they announced it this evening that the pipeline was back open.
It is open, but the trucks are going to the Circle K's and the Murray's and the Shell stations and Guff, giving out high tests. They're not giving out any of the others. They're pumping high tests, supposedly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
First thing in the morning, you can get gas, but it's normally gone by 10 or 11 o'clock, whatever they got.
Right.
Now, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah,
now,
the one thing we did see
up here, it made the news last night, but as soon as it made the news, Attorney General jumped on it real quickly. They had one gas station that was charging $6.99 a gallon for gas.
Oh, nice.
And, somebody called the Attorney General's office and they automatically enacted this thing here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. When it's declared under a state emergency and you do price gouging, it becomes a federal offense.
Absolutely. As it should be. Now
I feel sorry for who investigated, because actually the young lady went on the news and she showed the whole gas station and everything, so they like me could get out of that one.
Yeah, totally busted on that one. Of course, you know, I got to tell you, folks have got to quit this stuff about getting on Facebook and going, hey, man, the Handy Mart down here at the corner of Main and First has got gas, because everybody just drops what they're doing and goes to gas station, and it turns into a riot situation. So
yeah, you got to blame the media for saying there's a gas shortage. Run.
Yeah, scaring the bejesus out of everybody. So.
Just to not make a long story short, you close one pipeline. You don't think somebody was going to try to make us look weak by hacking this one or doing something to it? You got to be mistaken. Somebody needs to wake up and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
All right, go ahead.
I mean,
go ahead, buddy.
Sure, it's much something deeper. But
you know,
hey, good to have you on this evening. Now I'm going to move
more
on to
the
next
wrestling locker room.
All right. Good. Whoever has the 3397, who is that?
Oh, 3397.
Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe it's slow when the lights go low. There's no hope, no.
That's me, Christopher Wrestling Fever.
I
had to do a Walker Brothers entrance.
Outstanding.
Yes. Oh my God. How many more you got to let on?
I got a 3397. I've got a 2838.
Hey there.
Hello. Who is this?
Hey.
Oh, it's Tommy Feathers. It's Amazing Velvet's tag team.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Y'all in trouble now. It's over now. Y'all might as well hang up.
I got a big kid to stir the pot with tonight.
It's on now, y'all. There should be a disclaimer that goes with the show at this point.
There should be a disclaimer. If you got your kids,
we never had one before. Why start now, right?
Right. You might as well just let it wing it and go.
Yeah, if we don't offend somebody, we're not keeping up with quota. So, yes, Tommy Feathers, wonderful to have you on this evening. Appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the induction.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
I love you, dog.
And just asking everybody joining us tonight to be patient as we're trying to get around the room and make sure everybody gets their introductions and everything. Did I forget anybody out there, or am I totally good to go?
I think everybody said, oh, no, Adam? Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Oh. Got Adam Helms on the line.
He really demands on the line, Adam.
Yeah, man, we got a full house, y'all.
Yeah,
we're in trouble.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new names, so bear with us if you would. So first off, before we start going into the actual nuts and bolts of the whole Hall of Fame and everything, just want to say from Pop Culture Stars and all of us, a big congratulations, and it's a heck of an honor to have you guys on the show tonight. And it's also an honor to have you guys part of the family, you know, folks that we always keep up with and everything. So it's a big deal, you guys getting inducted into the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame. So a big congratulations, a lot of respect, a lot of admiration heading your direction. So appreciate you guys spending your time with us tonight. And I'm going to go ahead and start off with my most esteemed colleague, the Amazing Velvet. Now, Velvet, if you would, what I need you to do is kind of set the pace for everything, if you would, and take the next couple minutes and just kind of tell us about you, how you started in the business, you know, your highlights, your lowlights, and then we'll come back around to, you know, what the induction means to you.
All right. Well, I'll try to run through this very quickly. Watched wrestling since I've been four. Loved it. Always said I would be a wrestler. And Crazy Train said it right. If anybody doesn't understand this, we're all wired differently from everybody else in the world. And we are. So we see things a little bit differently. So I got into business the hard way. I was hard-headed. I knew I needed to get trained, but, you know, I got a taste of it real early, probably around 18, just jumping in the ring, just going, thinking I knew the ins and outs when I really did it. So by the time I was a few years later, I was on and off from 18 till about 24, just a couple of years before I got married. So I really started to get serious about it. So I had met some guys from the power plant from WCW, Lee Scott and Mike Nova. They were good to me, except, you know, when you go down to the power plant, they just take your money and beat the crap out of you. So them and another guy who just passed away from here recently, Big Bubba Schultz, said, don't mess with them. Find you somebody legit to train you. You've got a lot of talent here, but find somebody legit to train you. And I said, okay. So kind of messed around a little more, and then got hooked up with a couple guys here in Somerville and ran into Susie. So I started hanging out and watching what they did. I went and saw them by myself. Her and Judy rolled through empty arena through folding chairs, taking vertical suplexes on a basketball court on the floor, not in the ring. I'm like, holy crap. Right? So got that going. You know, got some, she told me basically, forget everything you saw on TV, forget everything you know. She breaks you down and builds you back up, and that's what she did. And then once I was a guy that was really good at the basics, you know, she let me tag along with her, you know, a few times and said, hey, you know, these people are going to love you because it's going to be an easy night for them to work you. And that's how that went about. And then fast forward, got married, had kids, ran into you never do this, and I tell these youngins today, don't ever travel by yourself. It's not smart. You have nobody watching your back, you know, whether it's in the locker room or in the ring. So I went down to Allendale with this kid, and I ran into Tommy Feathers. And here he is, he's bouncing around, got this rhinestone jacket on. He's got long hair and put it in pigtails, got his glitter paint and makeup, and got a mustache and all that. All right, a minute. I said, wait a minute. This is the cross between Adrian Street and Adrian Adonis. I said, okay, I got to see. He walks up and he's this old country voice. Hey, man, how you doing? You know, it's like, okay, he goes, watch this. He goes, it's funny. I'm going to be over. Just watch. Goes out, gets crap beat out of him. He does his comedy stuff, and then, you know, he loses and stands up. The whole place goes nuts. And I went, damn, that's pretty cool. So we became a tag team, and we had a lot of fun. I'm tell you what, we had a lot of fun. That was my highlight of everything that put us both on the map and actually helped me continue Velvet after he retired. My low point was wrestling in UPWA against the kids I trained, and I tore my AC joint in my left shoulder, and I was out, down and out for 16 weeks. I had to do rehab for 16 weeks. I didn't do the surgery, but I got full range of motion back, and I did all that. You know, I had a lot of highlights. I don't want to go in the whole thing up, but what the biggest and nearest dearest to me is being a tag team partner with Tommy Feathers. That was the best part. And if I had to all do it all over again, I damn sure would. So
yeah.
You know, you come across very few people in your life that you have chemistry that it just, we knew each other. We were impeccable comedians. We were impeccable timing, all of that. We had all of that, you know, it just was fun. And I don't want to take up a lot of time, but you know, one instance was funny. We had a crowd so mad at us. Tommy Feathers comes out with a cast on his right arm. Then it moves to his left arm. Then he moves it back to his right arm. And everybody's screaming and yelling. Then he tags me, and as he gets in the ring, I mean, I tag him. He hands it to me. Now I got it on my arm. It's great. Nobody was paying attention. Not even the referee. The referee was so confused. He's like, what the heck is going on? I'm done. That's just things that you can get away with us. We did all kind of stuff. You know, that's for another show. So let somebody else go. I appreciate y'all listening in and letting us talk about ourselves and then, you know, the Hall of Fame and hopefully shortly. Go.
Hey, Velvet, we're almost at the bottom of the hour. Would you mind plugging the location and time of the event type stuff?
Absolutely.
We're just making this a big plug for that.
Okay. It is at it'll be May 15th. There'll be a fan fest starting at noon. Then the Hall of Famer and the Hall of Fame inductees will get to eat real quick and then come back out, and then the Hall of Fame will start, and it's at Holy City Brewing Company in North Charleston, South Carolina, 1021 Aragon Avenue, 29405 in North Charleston. It's a big place. They're also building a new event space, but we're going to be outside because it's supposed to be 75 and mild for Saturday, so it's going to be pretty good. They have
great food,
great craft beer. It's really a top-notch place. You can watch them brew. They brew almost every day there, and you can watch them. They have windows, and you can watch the whole system going on and all that. But staff is great. Everybody's very nice, and they work their butts off. And they're helping us, so, I mean, you can't complain. So, yeah. It's from noon to 5 at the Holy City Brewing Company in North Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. I got a way we might be able to do this, just an ad hoc thought to adjust to the show as we go here. As we go through each of the Hall of Famers that are going to be introduced, starting with you, why don't you go ahead and each one can mention, please also mention who is doing their introduction, because I know we have at least, if you will, some of the tag teams here.
Well, as far as who's inducting him, is that what you want to know? Or
right.
Who's being inducted? All right.
You're being inducted, and then who is introducing you for that event? Please.
Well, I have I might have a couple people that will shout in, you know, maybe do like Tommy Feathers may send something in via video or audio for me. At this
awesome,
point,
Tommy.
You know, it might be, you know, he's probably going to be one. I know Chaz wants to say something. Chaz Moretti wants to say something. And the people who are there, I mean, we're probably all going to pull double duty on this. Because a few people aren't coming, and we understand why. But you know, that's just like Susie. Susie's probably going to get inducted. Oh, Susie's going to get inducted by Big Game James. That's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to see that. So Susan Green's going to get that one. L.A. Tank is going to be inducted by the promoter of Battleground Championship Wrestling, Mr. Adam Helms. That's going to be one to listen to also. We have since Michael Devine's not going to be there, L.A. Tank's going to induct him, say a little something, and he's supposed to send in an acceptance speech as well, along with Tommy Feathers. I will be inducting him. And Susan will be inducting the great Tony Rose. That's going to be awesome. And it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up who's going to do Papa Stro. So we haven't narrowed it down yet. Everybody here can do it, but we just haven't narrowed it down yet. And it's going to be awesome. It doesn't matter who does it, to be honest with you, or if it's a compilation type deal. Everybody's worth a compilation at this place. We're all family. We all know each other. So
I love it. Well, here's an idea for whoever's going to introduce Papa Stro. I think in fact, I could see him doing this, telling you all to do a wrestle off for it.
I know. Susie owes
come
me.
On. I hear you grunting, Tank, but you could see him doing that, right?
Yeah, but I already know who's going to win that one. She don't play fair.
Listen, no, she don't, but I ain't hanging around to find out, neither.
People like,
where did he go? He go in the parking lot? I'm hiding. But, yeah, it's we all family. We know pretty much what everybody is and about and this and that. And anybody could actually induct anybody, I think. Other than Tony Rose, I think Susan's the best person for that. Even if you did your homework on her, I don't think it would do any justice. She knows more about her than we do. So
me and Tony traveled from 71 to 1980, and there's not very many roads we didn't cover.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, absolutely.
Yeah, me being the only driver, and she was the one person that I could count on to stay awake.
Until she left you in Oklahoma, I decided to go to the
gas station. She said, "There, you're so young to have your license, and you're staying awake to drive." And I said, "And you're staying awake to make sure I drive."
Right? Y'all are trip. Oh my goodness!
It was Velvet, if you would, buddy. I know we have Susan Green on, and again, a lot of the voices and numbers I don't recognize, so I'm going to fall back on you. So if you would, I'd like to go ahead and pass it on to Susan Green. And then after her, Velvet, if you would be kind enough to take over, and since you know the crowd and everything, and just go ahead and handle the emceeing duties. And then towards the end of the show, I'll go ahead and pick back up. Not that I'm going to abuse our friendship at all, but, yeah, this is,
using
your resources.
You're good. Exactly. Especially on this show, right?
No doubt. And,
right?
And I actually haven't drank a whole beer, and we're at the 9:30 mark, and I'm like halfway through a first beer. That's no cigar, no beer, no whiskey. I'm totally off my A game in this thing. Hey, hey, Velvet.
Yeah, Steve.
I got a question first. Susan, are you... does Susan keep her old gear? Because I've seen that.
Of course.
Yeah, because
I have a lot of old gear still.
No, I was watching the WWE Most Wanted Treasure show, so I was like, I was wondering, someone from, with your experience, like, holding on to old gear.
Yes. George South has a lot of my gear, actually has some of my outfits that I wore into the arena, along with some jackets and boots and socks, for his museum, as he has Ward Warriors and a lot of other stuff from a lot of other people. He don't call it his a museum. He calls it not a, a Hall of Fame. He just calls it a museum.
All right.
But I did keep a lot of my stuff. To be able to pass it down. In fact, I passed some down to the Texas Hall of Fame, and then my hometown said they wanted to honor me, and it's like, so I've got to get my niece to go by there when they're open to get the school jacket so I can have the school to honor that, and then the city hall wants to put a mannequin in of me wearing the suit and the jacket and the hat, because I actually bought my first hat from the Western store that was in town. So
awesome.
I said, you know,
there's demand for it.
Yeah. You know, I just try to tell everybody when they say, "Oh, well, I read Wikipedia," and I say, "Well, you got to remember Wikipedia is not right."
Exactly.
They had Mueller training me, and Mueller did not train me. I was trained by Joe Blanchard and had wrestled for 2.5 years, almost 3 years, when I went to Mueller. She saw me one time in the ring and put me on the rows wrestling, so I wasn't trained. I paid her, but she showed me nothing as far as what I needed to do in the ring, and was on the road the very next day after she saw me in the ring, and I started in Georgia. And, of course, went on the road with Sandy Parker and as my partner, which was a African-American, and thinking that I wouldn't get along. And as I tell everybody, whenever I work, I can get along with a snake if I have to, you know. But me and Sandy, we gelled up and we made partners, and we got along together. She liked to pull cranks and jokes, and I liked to pull cranks and jokes, and she was able to get away with them a little bit easier because she could hide a little bit easier than my 6 foot and her dark hair and being in the dark. My blonde hair just stood out, and she'd hit me up beside the head and say, "You're not getting away." Mm-mm. She caught me before I was able to pull gags on her because I was too big. Me and Sandy actually traveled the world with Donna Christian Fellow and Tony Rose. And But I travel with all the girls, you know. I did a lot, and I guess it was because I had my car. And Tony was sitting there and would always say, well, all right. And I thought I liked it when she rode with me because I could guarantee she'd stay awake.
Maybe she was scared of your driving, Susan.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was one of those things. She said, how old are you? And I said, I'm 16, and you're driving a car?
Jeez.
And I said, yeah, I graduated and got a car. Here I am.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Susie, so you were trained by Joe Blanchard, and you were in the ring, and you did the same as the guys. You said in previous interviews that you, Mulligan, same ring, tossed you around.
Yep.
You worked 3 years before you even met Moolah. You legit beat Moolah and hurt her. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
So what other – you went to – what were the other – some of the other countries that these folks may not know that you wrestled in? I know, and some of these other – some of the wrestlers here know, but what about the people that are on this podcast? Where did you go?
I was in South Africa. I was in India, Samoa, Tonga. Got taken before the king of Samoa because I showed my legs, and I was hollering at Rick, and which was Ric Flair, and he turned around and he said, "What'd you do?" And I don't know. And I said, "I don't know, but these things are sharp, and I'm going the way they're going." And they looked like they came out of the jungles with these swords and spears and everything, and I walked in, and they took me through the market, and everybody started following in, and me and Rick had been talking about this Halloween ground thing that we passed. You know, it had a guillotine and a hanging galley and a shackle stuff and the firing squad, but it was really bad because blood was everywhere. And then the king sat there and started telling me, didn't I look up what happens if somebody, if they came in and broke the rules? And I said, well, you know, I was in New Zealand with Rick, and I couldn't get on a computer because I don't carry one with me all the time. And he said, well, you're showing your legs. And I was wrestling for the king tomorrow night at that time. And I said, my legs, what's wrong with my legs? And he says, well, you're showing them. And I said, I have to show them tomorrow night when I'm in the ring. This is what I'm going to have the same suit. It's just going to be a different color. And he says, well, if you show your legs, you're not fit to be a wife. And I thought, okay, you let me out of this and you won't ever see these legs again. You know, and he sat there and he started giggling, and I made Rick and Steve Ricard, the promoter, take their shirts off so I could wrap around my legs. And of course, everybody that met us at the market, they thought I was going to get walked down to the execution grounds. And the firing squad was a real firing squad, but everybody had bullets in their guns when they shot somebody. That's why the blood splatter was everywhere. And they chopped your head off, and they hung you, and they put you in the shackles.
Yikes.
And threw rotten fruit at you. So, but they let me off, and the next night I wrestled, and Steve came up. He said, well, I told the king that you wore the Elvis jumpsuit out. I said, oh, I'll wear it. He ain't got to worry. But he ain't seeing my legs. And I sat there and told Roy, he said, man, you got a T-shirt? I said, oh, I got dress shirts. And he sat there and said, yeah, I got one that says Pump It Iron Hawaiian style. And I said, I'll take it. And me and him worked out together. So I sat there, and he gave it to me. Well, I pulled off that jumpsuit, and I had my back to the king. Well, then when I dropped it down, I turned around. I had my blue jeans on. He started laughing. And I, me and Roy, the guy that was my partner, we like got beat to death. Now, he was in his trunks. He was okay. But I couldn't move because I sat there and said, well, we know what the guy looks like here because it was Farm Boy Epo. And I was supposed to be wrestling a girl that was from there named the Diamond. And I sat there and I said, I wonder what this girl looks like. And I'd seen some real pretty girls walking around there that was from there, you know, and I thought, man, you know, I wonder. Well, all of a sudden, this girl come walking out. She looked, well, she wasn't a diamond, but I said, she definitely wasn't the diamond. She was still the chunk of gold, or coal, because it hadn't turned into the diamond yet.
She
was covered in black, you know, in tights and from her wrist all the way down to where her boots, you know, just it was, everything was black. And I said, I was trying to tag out, and she stepped on my damn hand and broke my hand, and I'm trying to get tagged out. And Ouch. You know, he had got me, he had tagged me and got out, but she wouldn't step off of me. And I said, shoulder tackle her, get her off of me.
Right.
So, because over there in Tonga, they didn't have Samoa, they didn't have any damn rules, you know.
Yeah, they just went.
The referee did what they wanted.
Exactly. But any, that's awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah. You've been like you said, you were in New Zealand and Japan as well, correct?
Yep.
Yep. So she's been a bunch. You've been a bunch of places. You've been unrecognized quite a few times for titles, but that's okay. We know better. And you are still the queen of professional wrestling. I have to say that. I agree with John on that. So we're going to move on. Susie, give some other people a chance to speak.
Okay.
We're going to go to L.A. Tank. L.A. Tank, what's up, buddy?
Yay. What's up? What's up?
Come on. Hit us with something.
Well, my career started in 96. In 96, I was trained by He's Deceased Now. He was an independent guy. His name was Philip Lee. He went under a hood by the name of Total Destruction. He literally took about 1 hour from the day I met him. He took an hour to try his best to talk me out. Not, I don't know why, but this dude was trying his best to talk me and not getting into the business. And I think after an hour, he finally realized, after I told him, no matter how much you talk my head off, I was still going to be a wrestler. Either he trained me or I go to somebody else to train me. And after that, I didn't have the luxury like some of the new kids got to train in the ring. My ring for the first 3 months was in the middle of this man's backyard. And it was just coincidental. He had 4 pine trees that was almost shaped square like a ring that he had tied real ropes around. And I wound up learning how to be a bumper on the concrete. And it sucked. I mean, not the concrete, on the dirt, because every time you take a bump, a dust cloud will come up by you. So you're in pain and you're getting gagged at the same time. You know? Yeah, so, but his method behind that was, he wanted me to learn how to bump hard, and he figured if I survived it, his thing was, every time I bumped in the ring, it'll make it almost, it'll sound like I'm going through that ring, which as of today, 25 years later in the business, I still am a hard bumper, and I laugh because I go in these places and I bump hard, and the little youngest, they look at me like, oh, man, you okay? And I'm looking at them like, yeah, and they're like, oh, hell, dude, you bumped hard. And I was like, no, I didn't. That was just warm-up.
I
didn't know right then and there, you know, what kind of cat is he dealing with.
Yeah.
As in career-wise, I started off, my first company I started off with was, I don't know, Susie might have heard of it or not, he was named Billy Woody. He was a promoter. He ran for UCW here in Virginia. And Billy was a good promoter, not much of a paying guy, but, you know, his thing, he got you the exposure you want. And from that point on, I started from branching off from UCW to various names companies at one time. And I would say in the first 2 years, I was getting it, but probably with maybe 10 or 15 companies. Cause the time in the mid nineties, you had a lot of indie companies out there. And at the point I was traveling from anywhere from New Jersey up to, actually at the time, my cutoff point was North Carolina, But then I eventually snuck into South Carolina and got a taste of it. Never left it, obvious. Never left South Carolina the hell alone. Kentucky, Georgia, Delaware, West Virginia. It seemed like all these, just multiple states. It seemed like I was doing a tour every time I look. And it's like no matter how many times you went in that state or went in that same town, I always learned something new or seen a different fan. I would say going into my third year, I wound up working a show with the Young Hardy Boys. The gentleman they had with them at the time was a young Shannon Moore and a young Yamaha Kid. They was doing their thing then, trying to get exposed with Cornette's Ohio Valley. And so they was running back and forth. And at the same time, a gentleman by the name of Tommy Dreamer, which was an ECW wrestler, he was on that show. And, of course, you know, some guys, they try to mock out to a little bit to the indie guys. So I was always taught, no matter whoever they are, exactly was classified them as stars. As far as I was concerned, all of us were stars. They just might have been on TV more. That's it.
Yeah.
And I went to Tommy, and Tommy told me about a tryout, and that was the time they was doing TV tapings on Friday nights, and they happened to be here in Virginia. And I went to the tryout, but it didn't take place because the production people and the fire marshal for the city of Richmond, Virginia, the capital, got into it. So they wound up having tryouts down in Blacksburg, Salem Civic Center. It was like a miniature version of the Richmond Coliseum. And I went in there. And just for, because I was asked not to do this and I won't do it, which it doesn't matter to me because it still don't, but anybody know me. I got into it with such a named worker, a wrestler that was feared in ECW. I got into an actual fight, a shoot fight, because he started running his mouth. And the end result of that, I didn't catch no butt whipping. I can tell you that much because where I came from, you either bring it or you don't. You know. But I wound up getting a little thing with Extreme Championship Wrestling. I started doing a lot of their dock matches. And if anybody don't know what dock matches is, they're non-televised matches. And I was doing a lot of the openings for it until they started running into financial problems. And then I kind of got an easy release. And I came back to the indies. And here and there, I might pop up on this show with this promoter, that show, that promoter. And I just turned around. What I didn't finish, finish while I was working for a major company, being on TV and pay-per-views, I just finished making my name on the indie circuit, along with doing a couple of shows that some promoters, you know, they might have internet or they might have had a pay-per-view, which was very interesting. I don't know if anybody remember, you know, when back in the day you could watch a pay-per-view for like $50.
Yeah.
You know, that was the biggest highlights of my career and getting to learn and things. And the one thing I say out of that highlight was meeting the names like, you know, like a Black Jack Mulligan. I had my chance to meet, you know, God rest his soul, Ed Wahoo McDaniel. Man hit you. You always remember. You would never forget that lead. It was calling you for life. Trust me. The man hit me. I felt like it was coming out of my boots. I wanted to fight this man. This man hit me, and I grabbed two chairs, and I wanted to beat that living hell out in GameStop, and I knew I was going to get my ass. Well, I mean, my behind, excuse me. But, yeah, you and that one. Yeah, I will always take that to memory. That chop broke three blood vessels in my chest off of one hit, and that man had a hand
yes,
that hit two of mine.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Along with other guys like here recently, you know, like, you know, Dusty Rhodes. You know, I had a chance to meet these guys, and the one thing my instructor, my handler, my trainer taught me was when you meet the people that's been in the business, the one thing you always do, and I always try to tell this to the younger guys, shut your mouth up and just open your ears. And be like a sponge and absorb what they have to tell you, because in the end, it's going to benefit you.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good part of my highlight of my career. on up to, you know, I can't say I've had a bad fortune other than the most common injuries that wrestlers get. And thank the God, I've had too many. I've had a lot of fractures and breaks and stitches and staples, and that's because of the type of crazy matches I've done between barbed wire matches and cage matches with serpentine wires in them. And trust me, yeah, I've done some crazy matches just to get exposure. But and as in for wrestling gear, yeah, I've had many wrestling gear. A lot of it has been through wars, so it ain't really too much. I have that's actually salvageable to go into a museum unless they're going to be ripped to hell. But
any bloody gear?
I've truly said I've left my blood, sweat, and tears in the business. And
so Steve has a question. Other than that one, Steve said he had a question for you, L.A. Tank.
Go ahead. What's
up, Steve? I wanted to ask, since you're from Virginia, is Virginia wrestling much worse or better than when you started?
Well, that is a good question. In my opinion, I think it's not worse, but it could be better. I mean, you got a lot of young talent up here in Virginia. The problem is you don't have the right people that's willing to get behind them, if that makes sense. I mean, just like it's almost like you going into a store. I'm going to use this as an example. You like, think about this. You're a new employee in a business you're just getting into, and you got bad management or you got some crooked managers. And instead of them teaching you the right way, they're teaching you the wrong way, which is a lot of what we all see in the business now. Or you got some of them just playing it like what Susan went through, will take your money and will watch you go out there and break your neck and won't even, you know, say, hey, no, look, right now you shouldn't even be on the show because you can't even take a bump. You don't know how to tell a story. I mean, I want to say it's 50-50. I'm trying to settle myself down because I'm really considering going back. Once I get a little more things situated in my life, I'm actually going to open up a school and I'm going to open up a promotion. And the way I'm going to run it is going to be strictly new school, new era with old school rules, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I try out, Tank? I'd love to try for your school, man. I'd be your best student ever.
I know that boy.
And his best friend.
Hey, get some
milk and rip and I'll check you out. Well, you know what? I bet you will be my best student. So for I guess I got to give you a couple of practice dummies to beat on first.
All right. We got a few new people on here. We got Sinister. I heard that live. Sinister, are you with us?
Oh, yes, right here.
Oh, that's my guy, Sinister. All right, we're going to move on real quickly because we got roughly 36 minutes, so we need to get through some people. I'm going to jump to Tommy Feathers real quick. So
hey.
Something good and bad, baby. Hey.
Here we go.
I started Virginia Kent Bound Hunter training. And then Jimmy closed doors and I went up to Paul Hellams, cowboy up in Union, South Carolina, Clinton, South Carolina. So, and from there I just kept on doing what I do, probably 20 different gimmicks in the course of 26 years until I did Tommy Feathers. And started Tommy off as a heel, and the fans wouldn't let it happen. They cheered for me at the match called it on comedy. Then I met your little crazy ass down in Georgia. Or Alabama,
wherever
we were.
Somewhere like that. I don't know where the hell we were at.
The craziness never stopped.
No, and, absolutely not.
And then ran with Susie for a long time and loved Susie with my whole heart. She knows it.
Yeah.
And it was a great ride, but whenever it's time to hang up your boots, you got to make that decision. And I was having health issues at the time, plus moving to Tennessee. My left hip and both my knees are about gone, so it's just it was time to get out.
I've been lucky that it wasn't the business that took me out. My injuries came from my regular jobs. It wasn't wrestling that caused my injuries or my joints to wear out. It was the regular jobs that I was holding that caused the injuries that I had. And I shouldn't say the job, but one of them was a going away party that was going to give me whenever my neck and back was broke. But it wasn't due in the ring that I got my neck and back broke. It was for relaxation, supposedly, and that wasn't too relaxing when that happened.
All right, we got to give Tommy a highlight, what was a big highlight for you, and then if something that wasn't so great.
Meeting everybody in the business that I've ran with and love and respect, and we're nothing but a big family. Susie, you, L.A. Tank over there, I ain't even met him face-to-face yet, but we done had phone sex, so it don't matter.
What the hell?
Damn. Do I get a hug first?
Listen, pay-per-view phone sex. Pay-per-view phone sex, I'm in.
Yeah.
Hey,
make it a dinner and a movie, man. Make it a date. Why not?
Listen, the people who don't understand on Pop Culture Stars, the safety word is midget porn.
Oh, my Lord.
that's the safe word. Playhouse, man. Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. It's Pat's secret word.
Word of the day.
That's
word
it.
Of the day. Well,
word of the day.
Steve said he had a question for Sinister. Steve, go ahead and ask that.
Oh, yeah.
We can move on.
Oh, man, I've been waiting to ask the Sinister. What's the hardest jiu-jitsu belt you had to earn?
The hardest one?
Yeah, the hardest jiu-jitsu belt you had to earn. Because you're a brown belt. I remember you telling me about that. I'm kind of interested in it lately, especially since John Danaher started late, like 28, so kind of inspired me to look into it. And you being a brown belt, I wanted to ask you, what's the hardest belt in jiu-jitsu you had to earn so far?
Well, to be honest with you, the brown belt was the hardest because once you get there, you got all the black belts and red belts coming at you, and they really put pressure on you. And they do that to make you learn and, you know, to humble you more. You know, you're already humble, but they do it to make sure that if you do ever have to use this stuff, you know how to use it the right way, when to let up and when to put on. So the brown belt, to me, is the hardest one.
Thank you so much. I need to be stretched one of these days, and hopefully it's somebody on this panel to do it. But Velvet, please continue. But
you don't want that. Good Lord.
You're asking for my head.
I'm crazy.
Right.
I'm loco.
Okay. Well, you will be all right. All right. That's nuts. So I think Adam Helms hasn't spoke. Adam, what's up?
Not much. Just enjoyed listening. Looking forward to this weekend because, you know, I share a lot of history with a lot of them going into the Hall of Fame, and I'm just absolutely honored to be able to be there and also watch everyone be inducted. I have history with Tank, Papa Stro, Susan, yourself, Velvet, and I remember watching Tommy Feathers as a child. I'm not
That's
dating
right.
any of us, but
That's right.
You know, I'm just so honored to know all that and to know everyone, and just looking forward to this weekend.
Awesome. So,
well, I appreciate you remember me from the old days.
He did. He remembered it.
Oh, I appreciate
it. You know, it's an awesome thing, and I'm going to tell you right now, everybody – I can't speak for everybody, but I will speak for myself. Getting inducted into the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame means a lot going in with the people that I'm going with, especially Tommy Feathers, L.A. Tank, Susie, Papa Stro, Michael Devine, and Tony Rose. It is literally family that we're going in with. It's not like we're going in with people we don't know. You know, it's people we do know, we've been around, and we've done something with in this business. So I truly, truly am humbled. I wish Tommy Feathers could be there, but I understand he had some things going on, so I get that. But he's going in as well, which he did not know until recently.
Scared as shit as they want both of her.
Right?
What the hell?
He was,
wow.
He was listen, first time ever the man called me and was speechless.
Yeah.
So that means really something right there. That means a lot. That means a lot. And we'll all be thinking about you, and definitely going to have to come up and visit you in the summer. So we've already made a plan to do that. So that's in the works right now. So, Susie, what does it mean to you? Go ahead. Yeah. It means, wait, we didn't get to Rob. Rob, please tell
Stroh.
Us.
Damn it. Papa Stroh.
Sorry, Stroh, my God. My God. All right, I quit. Listen, Stroh, give us a good part of being in this crazy business and something that maybe didn't go so well, and what it means to go into the Hall of Fame, the Carolina Hall of Fame, this Saturday. So go ahead.
Yeah, man, you know, just living the dream, just doing this stuff for years, just doing it, meeting the people, meeting, you know, like you said, family. Going to places you wouldn't dream you'd never go to, not only the States, but like overseas, different countries, and seeing the love and the intertwinement of everybody that's a part of this, man. It's bigger than life, man, itself. And just it's like literally having like have a second family, man, with all you all, man. And, you know, they say, you know, never meet your heroes because they'll let you down. But, man, you guys are all my heroes, man. And I'm just humbled and honored to be a part of this class with you guys. Man, and that's
we
straight from the heart.
You know,
man. Yes, indeed.
And I've been
absolutely
fortunate enough to learn from the very best over the years. And a lot of people I've learned from, you all know, too. And it's so crazy how everything's intertwined. And this universe is, like, all in it together, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just it's – I always will have love for you all and everything that's part of our business, hands down.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said it right. You know, we all intertwined in this business, and we all met some of the same people in a different times in our careers, but it also brought us together, and then we can talk about it. And we know each other, and we can say, hey, you know, I ran into so-and-so I worked a show with, and those are great memories, you know. So that's what I'll never forget either. Susie.
Yes.
Go ahead. Who was speaking? Was that Tommy?
We need to throw a bonfire at my place in the mountains and everybody just sit out and drink some moonshine and tell some tales.
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That sounds like a good
that
time.
That breaks more. Listen.
I got a question.
You know, we're going to do Field of Dreams. If you book it, we will come.
Y'all just let me know.
That's gonna be a long movie.
that'd be longer than Lord of the Rings.
it'll be longer than a Hank Williams Jr. hanging out.
I'm pretty sure Bigfoot will show up for that.
He's
one.
In my front yard.
He's
my big
friend. All his friends, yes, and all his cryptid friends, and Anna Marie, Anna Nicole,
Anna Nicole.
Oh wow,
that's our inside joke.
With her nail hair removal cream.
Steve, you had a question.
Yeah, I wanted to know what's the creative process for Stroh's vignettes, because I love the black and white videos that you posted. That's kind of what sparked my interest in Stroh when I saw him in the Richmond area.
his black and white monochrome chromos. What's his creative process in that?
Well, I'm just, you know, just like all of us here, you know, I just wanted to be different and stand out. You know, everybody has something different they bring to the table, you know, as far as their personas and their talents and ability, right? And with me, it was just, you know, not only was the wrestling background, but it was like my love for horror and sci-fi, you know what I mean? And so I kind of wanted to bring that out to the forefront. So and with the promos and vignettes, I kind of wanted to make it a little different too, you know what I mean? So, you know, I had some editing, like some old editing stuff with the videos where I can make it with like the old grainish looking, like 1930s, 40s horror vibe to it, you know what I mean? If you will, like the Bela Lugosi type and Long Chaney and all that. So I kind of brought that mix to the promo vibe. So it turned out pretty cool, right? So, you know, just, you know, like, you know, we've all talked about tonight as well as in the past, you know, just bring a little something of ourselves to the table, what we can bring, you know, in our forte.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks, sir.
Amen. You know, when I'm a big fan of Stro, too. I know all of us are, too. He, listen, his whole thing is totally, totally for him. You know, nobody can duplicate it. Nobody can mimic it. I'm telling you. What he does is fantastic. When he comes to the ring and then when he works in the ring. And that's Tank. Tank knows. Tank's been in the ring with him several, plenty of times. Maybe
about
a little too much
times.
Sometimes. Right?
Yeah, 3 years worth. It's up.
But, you know, I mean.
I feel like we've been married together, Tank.
It's so yeah, no lie. So
well,
sorry.
Tell us about
sorry, Tommy. I'm already changing.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Mercy.
That's okay, baby. That's okay. I got new knee pads. And you hear Sinister. He's like, oh, my Lord. Sinister, it's okay. You can chime in. It's all good. listen, to Todd and to Tim and to Dave, listen, man, this is what we are. This is what we're all about. I mean, we can sit here and do this all night. You know, it's one of those things when you get, like you guys know each other for a hot minute. We've known each other for a hot minute, and this is just how it is. This is a great group to be around. I wouldn't want to go in any class, any Hall of Fame without these guys, you know, or at the same time. It means something. This really means something. You know, people say can say, well, I'm in this one, and I'm in this one, and I'm in that one. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This group right here means a whole heck of a lot to all of us.
Yes.
Tommy will tell you, I mean, being that he's known Susie and me, and he's actually wrestled Stro somewhere along the way, and they were trying to figure that out. And, I mean, it's just it is what it is. You know, I have yet to wrestle Stro, and I promise if I get clear, that's one of my matches. I'm definitely going to wrestle Stro. So,
be an honor, brother.
Yeah, it will. Absolutely.
Well, while I'm thinking about we have a promoter on the line. So, Adam, I'm just saying, be listening, brother. You heard it.
Oh,
there to be
me, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for him to clear because I'm going to do it.
There you go.
Dave?
Go ahead, Tank. Yes, sir. Velvet.
Stro is not who you got to worry about. I'm going to let you know that for right now. Stro is not the one you got to worry about. You got to keep an eye on him. It's his sidekick sitting at ringside. That's the one you got to worry about. You'll never see it coming.
Well, yeah.
Dorothy's life of the party, man. She's life of the party.
The mic of the big game James now.
Now, listen,
see,
my daughter don't like no Dorothy.
See, the sidekick will distract you while Stro will pop you out of nowhere. Then when you go focus
right?
on Stro, then here go the other one popping you. See, I'm telling you. It's a two-for-one. They're fighting two-on-one the whole time.
Because Dorothy takes all the candy, man. I can never have any candy.
Right?
So, true story about Dorothy is some of the wrestlers may not know this, but because it's been covered on this show and it's been covered on two of Papa Stroh's shows. But my daughter actually cosplayed Dorothy at a con in Jacksonville.
That was amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing those pictures. That's awesome. I didn't see them.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Good stuff.
Wow.
Now Stroh, yeah. I've got to throw out that story about us being on the road going to the cons. So Stroh comes by my house to pick me up, right? And I've got my book series that I'm going to be setting up. Well, Stroh lives in his car because he's traveling so much. So he's got just enough room for me, you know, and I'm 10. I got to get in there and curl up in the fetal position so I can get in his car, you know. And
sounds about right.
I'm in there, and I got myself good and comfy, and Stroh was kind enough, to, you know, to chauffeur me around like Miss Daisy and everything. So we're on the road.
I was Morgan Freeman that day, yeah.
He was Morgan Freeman.
And
I
just
like the whole time, you know?
The higher power?
I happened to look in my rearview mirror on the right-hand side, on the passenger side, and what do I see looking at me from the back seat? That damn Dorothy.
Dorothy.
And I was like, all right, well, you stay right where you're at. I'll stay where I'm at. We'll get along just fine. So throughout all of these events that happened.
Quick interruption, dude. That's when Stroh learned to Scotch guard his feet. Just saying.
I was able to hold it in.
Wow.
I was guiding it the whole way, but yeah, I had no leakage.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
was clean. But so we get to the hotel, or the lack thereof, if I recall that night, because the forensics team were in the rooms prior to us getting in there.
That had nothing to do with me, by the way.
Story.
That was who booked us.
Yeah, absolutely. So we go in there, we drop our bags and everything, go shower up, and said, all right, well, we've been on
take
the road
the,
all day. We got the show in the morning. We're going to lay down. We're going to go ahead and get some Z's because me and Stroh were rooming up. Well, in the middle of the night, I roll over because I'm one of these guys that's got to roll over every 45 minutes when he's sleeping or else I won't be able to get out of the bed in the morning. So I roll over, and I happen to glance over, and the light is shining just right. What little light is in the room is shining down on this chair, and I'll be damned if Dorothy wasn't sitting in that chair staring right at me.
Funny. I think she's got powers.
Now,
great. I don't know where
I've known Stroh since high school, and he's never been the prankster type. I've always been the one to be the prankster type, whereas Stroh was always the well-subdued kind of guy to behave himself, you know. So I'm knowing he didn't set this thing up. Just because, I knew it darn full and well. That damn thing is possessed, and it knew what it was doing.
Speaking
Let me tell you something.
Tank. Do you remember the time that we were changing for that that show down in Southport? And there was this lady fan that was trying to peek in the locker room, trying to watch us get dressed?
Yes.
And you remember the last time Dorothy happened to poke her head through the window, the face, and she fell down to the bump on the ground, started screaming for their life, running to the hills? Oh my God!
I ain't never seen a woman move so fast. You thought, boy, she was getting a murderer behind her. Boy, she was moving. I tell you this, but she would never ever peep at nobody else's curtain. That's what she was after that boy.
Peep and Tammy got caught.
Oh, yeah. What did she?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Hey, you know,
right.
If anybody know me knows I would set some crazy stuff out my mouth. I looked at Stroh and I said, Stroh,
She whiter than she already is already white. She don't know all that.
Yeah.
I showed her around right what to wear.
You made Dorothy look tanned. She was that white.
Yes, she do. That was just like you see on the cartoons. That's how white that lady got real quick in the face.
She went crow. Brandon
literally
crow white.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Tank, I just heard some news from my wife. She sent me a text message.
Yes.
Hey, Tank. Yeah.
Tank.
Yeah. Tank. My wife sent a text message. She said he might be my son.
Oh?
She says, "LA, wow. Son, you look just like your mama, blonde hair and blue eyes." She said you mine anyway.
Oh,
I don't know.
What was that movie that Cat Williams in? Just because your name is Darren don't mean you belong to Darren.
Well, as some people on my end would know, I got a little 5 foot little lady that might have a little argument about that on my end. And what I can tell you is one day, run. All I can tell you, run. Yeah. If you think Susan was bad, boy, you want to call the police. That might be the only protection you have.
I ain't gonna mess with her. I can tell you that.
No, sir.
She's as tall as Susie and got that fire too. Oh no, I good.
Hey, look. I gotta tell this story. I'm sorry I had to interrupt this, but I gotta tell the story. Stro was on the show with me. And we was down in that one little town called Sherlope. And at the time, Moses Manson was part of a gig we had going on. Well, Moses, meaning that my mother is black, the one thing you don't want to do with an old school black person is mess with their religion. Well, what did Moses do at ringside that night? He goes straight to her face and started telling her about Negro spirituals. And we all looked at him like, Lord, why did you do this? Well, in result of that, as the show ended that night, we all leaving out in the parking lot. I'm walking out. Moses is still on the run from my mother's trying to catch him and beat the living hell out of him. Well, this will make it so bad. Moses runs to a sheriff deputy that was there and asked the man for help. He asked him what did he do, and he told that sheriff deputy what he'd done. Now, don't get me wrong. This sheriff deputy was white, but Moses is black, and he told this sheriff deputy what he had done to my mother. The sheriff deputy did it so sweet and polite. He said, "I tell you what, hold on, step back. Let me get in my car real quick." This dude got in his car, started the car, locked this door, and pulled off on Moses. When do you ever see the police pull off from a person? I love Moses. The first day Moses sitting in the parking lot saying, of all times when a black person go to the police leave me. And he was on the run again.
Funny. I wish I'd have seen that.
That was the first time I ever seen the police pull off somebody. I mean, this dude he did it so sweet. He just like, back up, let me get in my car. And he started that car and locked that car up. And I ain't never seen a cop pull out a parking lot so quick with the doors locked. He wanted no parts of that situation at all. And Moses, he looking at me going, "Tank, call your mama." I said, "Hell no, but I ain't pulled my time in as a kid. You on your own. You keep that ass woman on your own."
Here again. What is the safety word? Midget porn. Didn't know that, he'd have been okay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. Can you imagine Moses yelling midget porn? Just saying.
Yes, that'd be funny.
So you think he was resentful?
Oh, my God.
Midget porn.
Oh, my God.
I hate to do this.
I hate to do this, but we're
pushing 20 after, brother.
Yep, we're pushing 20. Well, it's y'all show. I'm just helping y'all out with the craziness.
About time,
oh my
and
God.
What I'd like
to do is, before the show is up,
seeing the time is running, we got a little over 9 minutes left. What I would like to do is get a plug again on all the times, the places, and everything, so that way we can get a double down on that. And then I'd like to just everybody to go around the room real quick and, you know, say their good evenings and everything. So for me, I'm going to keep my mouth shut until time for the British lady. Velvet, I'm going to pass it on to you if you want to go ahead and get all the logistics going and everything like that.
Yep.
And then I'll break in about minute till
right.
And see you in the British lady.
All right, y'all. It's going to be real quick. Holy City Brewing Company is home of the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame this Saturday, the 15th, from noon to 5. Holy City's address is 1021 Aragon Avenue, which is A-R-A-G-O-N Avenue, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29405. Fan Fest starts at noon, and somewhere in between the Hall of Fame will start, so between noon and 5. I'm going to pass it off to Susie. You got anything to plug or you want to say on the way out? I'm
looking forward to being there, and I'm picking up Toni Rose, and she will be there in person. So we'll have pictures
awesome.
To sell if the fans make it, to be able to find pictures from the old days.
Awesome. L.A. Tank, what you got?
Hey, I'm looking forward to getting down there, seeing all of y'all doing this thing, and getting my group picture with this wonderful class. And I hope Holy City's brewery is ready for us, because this is about to be a nightly deal ever going to remember that's going to go down in that business history.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Tommy Feathers, you got anything to plug, say?
I'd like to say thank you to all the people that, you know, helped get me in the Hall of Fame, and thank you to all the inductees this year. We're nothing but a big family and love y'all all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sinister, we know the fight's coming up in July. We can't wait to see this jiu-jitsu fight, so let us know again what that's all about.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be July the 24th, and it's going to be something to see. And I want to say congratulations
absolutely.
To everybody on here that's going in the Hall of Fame. I wish I could be with you guys to go there and see that, but congratulations once again.
That's okay. Once we start Great. Running BCW, we're definitely going to help you get into that. So that's awesome. You just hang into that. But you got training to do for that, so, you know, we will wait till after that. Papa Strove, give me everything you got tomorrow, Friday, the weekend. Let's go. Hit it.
Oh, man. Here we go. WCW Retro tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com. Tomorrow night's discussion is the career of the legendary Junkyard Dog. If you've got any cool JYD memories and moments, please call in. And Friday night on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro, will be another edition of The Stro Zone, a horror sci-fi show. And tomorrow, Friday night's feature at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time will be The Torture Ship from the 1930s. So please tune in. And, of course, Saturday is the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, Holy City Brewing in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm so honored and humbled to be part of this 2021 class with you all. I love you all very much, and I can't wait for Saturday, man. It's going to be epic.
Yeah.
It's not the JYD Mania tomorrow.
Oh, no.
You know
Malcolm.
The problem.
Man, we got to run in.
Grab them cakes, baby.
Wow. Steve, give us what you got.
Thanks for answering my inquiries tonight. And my social media is for Steven, if I need to be reached. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome, awesome.
Thanks, brother.
Mr. Helms, what you got?
Not just excited for this weekend. You know, it's going to be a blast seeing everyone again, hearing the stories. I know I'm not going to get a word in just listening to Susan Papastro, Tank, yourself. I'm just looking forward to it. And also, I'm honored to share this weekend with someone special to me who gets to see my passion. So I'm actually looking forward to this weekend.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you heard the man with the run-in. We got one thing for him to do. If Malcolm is on the line or listening, Malcolm, tell us what's going to happen Hulk Hogan style, baby.
Because Papa Throw and the Amazing Velvet, L.A. Tank, Susan Green, and Lamonte Khan, and it's just going to blow them in fan. The Glamour Girls,
wow.
Jimmy Hart should be there.
Awesome. That was awesome. Man, listen, we had a great time. Yeah, we had a great time on Pop Culture Stars. I frequent this show often. I love this show. I love hanging out with these guys. So I'm sure they wouldn't have any problem if you guys just wanted to hang in and come back and just be a part of what they got going on, because they have some really good shows. So
okay.
Take
you
it away.
Guys are always welcome.
Most definitely.
Always welcome.
Even the nights when me and Todd are comparing meatloaf recipes, you guys are always welcome to come on and join in.
Oh, wow.
Good meatloaf recipe.
At my age, that happens more often than I would like.
Oh,
wow.
Watching Gomer Pyle on the honeymooners.
Hey, seriously, guys, I just had to, we had the warning order for the call back to work. So I'm going to apologize here on the air to everyone. Velvet already knows. I'm not going to be there for the 15th. And I wanted to be there to be the one yelling the loudest and sending the most love, prayers, and good karma to y'all.
Malcolm's
going to
be there. You're not going to be the loudest.
I'm just going to do it in the person. I'm going to have to do it. Really, Adam?
Malcolm will take up the mantle for you, Todd.
Oh,
that's right. He's going to carry the torch, baby.
No, I'm getting
kind of like that guy in the Raw that carried the torch before Chris Jericho clotheslined him. Yeah.
Seriously, congratulations, all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Give me a call.
Oh, you got it, brother.
I got
you.
I'll hook it up.
Outstanding. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us this evening, and a huge, big Pop Culture Stars congratulations to everybody getting inducted to the Carolina Hall of Fame. That's the whole thing. Yes, British lady, I know I have 90 seconds. You guys took the L in 1776. I don't take orders from you anymore. But now that your little key.
Calm down, buddy. Calm down.
I'm telling you what. Don't get all imperial on my ass now. We're not having all that.
Right?
But. There she is again. But huge congratulations to everybody. Near and dear to the heart, you guys are like family to us and everything. You are always welcome to come on, especially when you want to talk about sitting around a campfire and drinking moonshine. I am always up for that, boys and girls. So
you heard it, Tommy.
With all that being said, I'd like to wish everybody out there a good evening. And to everybody heading down there to get inducted and to participate, safe travels. Keep your eye on your gas, and please just try to take care of one another. And we appreciate everybody, and a big congratulations again. Wish everybody safe travels and all the best from us here at Pop Culture Stars. Great show tonight, guys. You're always welcome. And thanks again
Mike,
for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Pop Culture
all right,
Stars.
Guys.
Good
love
evening.
You all. Good
take
evening.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another.
And British lady, I'll take your smack now, chick. You go right on ahead.